Welcome to the Original Recipe Group Big Book Step Study. Broadcasting from Newcastle, PA, every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Zoom.
So sorry for the delay, people. My name's Tim. I'm an alcoholic.
Tim!
I want to thank TK and the whole group for giving me a mulligan. I was asked to speak on 6 and 7. I took a call from a sponsee at about quarter of and couldn't find a place to cut that off. And then once I got into Zoom, I'm a neophyte. And I couldn't pull it together till about 20 minutes into the meeting. So thank you for your patience and forgiveness. I appreciate that. I'm a double miracle, at least, I would say. I'm probably a million time miracle, but for sure at least twice. Let me tell you what I mean. And this is one drinking story with very little to do about alcohol that I need to tell you so I can make my point. Back in the drinking days, I cooked a clam boil for family and friends, and it came out quite well. It was pure luck, actually, but it came out great. And I'm telling you that because I must have told people, I must have asked 15 times, so how was that clam boil? You liked that clam boil, didn't you? Like, it was good, right? Like, an hour goes by. Hey, so pretty good clam boil, huh? Like, desperately needing approval from other people. And I got so drunk and it got so pathetic, I think I cleared the room. But anyway, 15 years of drinking, and then I came to Open Alcoholics Anonymous. And I used the fellowship as my higher power for 25 years, and I had a pretty darn good run with that. To be truthful, I was going to meetings, I was sponsoring people, not knowing really what the heck I was doing. The message was, don't drink, go to meetings, talk about what bothers you, and let's sign up again to be crazy tomorrow, but not drink while we're crazy. I was able to salvage my family. I was able to establish myself in a teaching career. A lot went pretty well, but I fought the God thing, and I guess, as it says in the reading, I resisted the image that somebody tried to impress on me during childhood. And so I would be very vocal about fighting that in meetings and speaking out about it. And I'm sure I tested the patience of everybody in the meetings I went to. But anyway, at about 25 years sober, my alcoholism grew another head. Let's put it that way. That's the way my spiritual advisor put it. And I started acting out in some other ways that had really nothing to do with drinking. But as I look back on it, had everything to do with my alcoholism, everything to do with my selfishness and my self-centeredness and my dishonesty and my self-seeking based on fear. It all came to a head and really quite literally almost took me out and caused a unmeasurable amount of collateral damage. So that's what led me to Big Book Step Study. And I took that desire to gain other people's approval. Like, I learned early on that if I had other people's approval, I might stay safe in this world. And I took that into AA. Like, I would speak at meetings and then immediately survey the room and see whose eyebrows were moving the wrong way, which means they didn't have sympathy and understanding for my plight as an alcoholic trying to live life on life's terms. So I could be a resentment machine gun, you know, well into recovery if other people didn't give me what I thought I needed, or if my senses or my wants didn't get satisfied in full. And I'm beating around the bush a little bit, but I want to say at 25 years sober, I really literally was at the jumping off place, physically relatively healthy, but spiritually completely bankrupt. So I come into Big Book Step Study, and I reluctantly let a more experienced member take me through the first three steps. He said it would help me feel more grounded, and it certainly did. I saw that my problem wasn't the bottle, like the next to the last sentence in our reading. It was truly a symptom. And then I had just started acting out with some other symptoms. And, you know, it's my experience and my understanding that alcoholism left untreated is invariably fatal. And alcoholics usually die alone. And I was on that course. So I took those first three steps and I did my writing. It was 35 hours plus to share in my fifth step. And I started to see over and over and over how me, drunk or sober, deciding how I was going to live that day, deciding how what my purpose was, deciding what I, you know, what do I want? How am I going to get it? And even though it, my wants and needs seemed more elevated than they were when I was drunk, it was still self-will. And it invariably blew up in my face. And so life on life's terms was becoming unbearable. And I didn't have a substance to numb and distract myself with. So what it was during my amends that I really started to trust this, and I call it a genderless God that I believe in completely today. Self-will has blown up in my face so many times that even a blockhead like me is seeing like that just doesn't work. It's fruitless and ashes in my mouth every time. And when I surrender my will, again, I didn't like that term because I had such a negative concept of what a God could be or what a higher power could be. So surrendering was like my oppositional defiance disorder would kick in and I'd be, no, I'd really rather die than have to pound spiritual rocks for the rest of my life. I needed to develop a belief in a higher power that I could love, that I could be drawn to, that I could develop a deeper relationship with. And if you were somebody who heard me in Open AA for 25 years, you'd say, something happened to this guy. And that is indeed what happened. I was desperate beyond measure. I opened my mind to another way to live. I filed at 8 and 9. I've worked 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. And what that has me living right now is a life, I want to say beyond my wildest dreams, but that is understatement. On a daily basis, I'm living a life truly beyond my wildest dreams. I've got a couple guys I'm sponsoring. I have a message of depth and weight I can now give to them. It's not as Tim sees it. It's not being an Open AA and sponsoring the toughest project that walks in the room, the guy that had a motorcycle accident and has a plate in his head because I'm going to get him sober and then maybe they'll throw me a parade. Like I'm being somewhat facetious, but my motivation when it boiled right down to it was to make myself look good. Even in Big Book Step Study, I wanted to speak. They wouldn't let me speak. I wanted to impress my sponsor with how many names I had in my list. I've been a hard case. But anyway, I find myself now waking up, being grateful. I was 25 years sober, and I wouldn't say gratitude was the first word on my lips when I woke up. It was like, oh, shit, you know, how am I going to make things work out today so that I can somewhat live in this skin of mine? And, you know, that's a sad statement on the degree of recovery I had achieved. I needed to come to Big Book Step Study and have somebody break it down for me. And I've had a good experience. I've had a really good experience with these steps. When I wake up in the morning and set my purpose is to deal with what's put in front of me, whether it's at home, at work, in a meeting, at the grocery store, in traffic. My job is to be the best human being I can be. Let me put it this way. I drank enough to last a lifetime, and I've operated on self-will enough to last a lifetime. That is clear to me. And the other side of this is not just the absence of pain. The other side of this is a rich, satisfying, useful, really joyful life. I laugh and enjoy life. I have people in my corner that I could call at 3 a.m. in a snowstorm, and they're going to do their best to be there for me, and I'll do the same. And as I said, I'm sponsoring a couple guys, and my job now is to help them establish and deepen a relationship with a higher power that makes sense to them. There's a sentence in either tonight's reading or last week's about, it's a question. Can the alcoholic continue to remain sober, considerate, and helpful no matter what anybody says or does? I was flat out, stone cold, incapable of anything approaching that at 25 years sober. without the solid foundation, the North Star, let's put it that way. I had no North Star. I had no internal compass. And now I try to live a life based on spiritual principles rather than the whims of public opinion, so to speak. And the results speak for themselves. So if there's anybody out there who's thinking, you know, this sounds good for those people, but not for me. I left a meeting the first time I saw the blue banner with But for the Grace of God. I just shook my head and said, oh, they're going to have me pounding a tambourine in Logan Airport. I want no part of this. I was judgmental while I accused God-loving people of being judgmental. So my path has been my path. I'm loyal to my own experience. My family has never been healthier. My marriage has never been healthier. I've never been more effective as an educator. I trust and believe that I've never been as effective as a sponsor. And I literally cannot express my gratitude enough. I want to thank the group again for giving me a crack at this. And I'm eager to hear what other people have to say. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
Thank you, brother.